Back on News Radio KMAN's In Focus, Troy Coverdale back with the president and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, Jason Smith. Jason, you okay with taking a call here for a moment?
Sure.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning.
Well, with regards to your digital thermostats on your air conditioner with the computer controls and all, you know, it's a modern society. And it's just like we're coming up on the modern society of the electric cars. Volkswagen now is being demanded by the federal government to install electronic car chargers across America as a penalty for cheating on the environmental controls of their vehicles. And we ought to get in line to get some of that, because getting electronic cars off of I-70 economic engine, you don't just stop for 3 to 5 minutes to charge an electric car. You have to charge for 3 hours or overnight, and that gives access to that disposable income of that new car buyer in the community as part of the economic engine. Thank you so much for thinking about that.
And we thank you for your phone call. It's a point, though, always trying to attract from I-70 and get people into the community to take part in our economy. That's going to matter whether it's electric vehicles or whether it's gas vehicles. Getting that that visitor off the interstate and spend some time in the community is always going to be big. Jason, you've got business awards coming up August 3rd.
Yeah, and I think we've talked about this for the last couple of years here. We created, of course, as a reminder, at the end of the day, Chamber of Commerce is a business organization, so we are an association of over 800 businesses. And we felt like that we weren't doing a great job recognizing the achievements of a lot of our local businesses. Every year we give awards to individuals, and that's great. We give Citizen of the Year, and we give Volunteer of the Year, and we give an award to a leadership Manhattan alumnus who has done something in the community that's special. But we weren't awards to businesses. And so we created our first ever business awards last year. Obviously, COVID created a scenario where we that moved online. And of course, Troy, I don't know if you know, we had a great host for that event. It was K-Man's own Dave Lewis, who did a masterful job emceeing that virtually. We are in person this year. That event will be August 3rd, and the deadline for submitting nominations is the end of the day, at 5 o'clock tomorrow. So we would encourage people to get online, and if there's a business in the community that you think deserves recognition, we have 5 different categories that we're considering for that. One is we give a lifetime achievement award that we call the Cornerstone for a business that's been around for a long time. We give a Small Business of the Year award. We give a Woman and Minority Business award. We give an award we call Entrepreneurial Spirit. So an entrepreneur who's contributed enormously to the business community. And then we give a Tourism Development Award to a business that has impacted somehow the visitors in this community. And so we're very excited. We got great feedback from that last year, even though it was virtual. We had over 2,000 views of the virtual event, and I think it's going to be great to have that back in person. But we do need nominees, and so let us know what businesses out there deserve to be recognized. So go online to our website, manhattan.org, and make those nominees.
It's nice to be in the position again, as we keep talking about, nice to be in the position where we're getting everybody back out and about and doing things in the community, as opposed to dealing with everything online like it was a year ago.
Yeah, we've had several events recently. So we had our first business after hours in person in May, and then we had another one in June, and then we had a luncheon with Congressman Tracy Mann in June as well. And the smiles on people's faces when they're at those events it's been great. You know, a chamber that can't have events is a sad place to be sometimes, because that's really one of the things that is the reward for the staff, is getting to be with our members on a regular basis and see them and talk to them. And when you don't get to do that, it quite frankly is it makes our jobs harder. So we're excited to be back in person, and we think our members are as well.
Good luck finding a cool place today, Jason.
Yeah, no kidding. It is warm.
We appreciate it. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Jason Smith, again, the president and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, with us for the hour this morning. Coming up tomorrow on In Focus, a bit of a free-for-all, as we'll be joined by Extension Agent Greg Eyestone. We'll talk with Riley County Senior Center Director Jamie Ramsey. Also from the Animal Shelter, Deb Watkins, the director there. And we'll see what comes up then in segment 4 tomorrow.